This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
This weekend is not only the 40th anniversary of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, but one of the weekends of Sydney Pride Festival as well. To commemorate Sunday's anniversary, there are plenty of events happening, including the Pride of Place Conference, remembering our past and shaping our futures. The conference, co-sponsored by the Ally Network, the 78ers, Sydney Pride History, the University's Culture Strategy, and the Faculty of Arts and Sciences, will explore themes of intergenerational lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, and queer experience, and celebrate the evolving purpose, identity, and influence of the Mardi Gras within the LGBTIQ community. The relationship between LGBTIQ politics and Indigenous Australians, as well as the multi-ethnic communities, will be a focus of the conference's discussion. There will be a giant inflatable art installation to be set up in Taylor Square to mark four decades of the event, with the inflatable art installation titled 40 Years of Love towering three stories over Taylor Square on Oxford Street from Sunday. You can join the 78ers at the Columbian Hotel for a drink in their honour and much more. You can find out more details at sydneypride.com. As people drink and celebrate in honour of political protests that fought our freedoms, it made us wonder what Sydney Mardi Gras actually means to you. For some, it will always be a place of protest. For others, is it a space of celebration? Is the parade too corporate, or have we lost our activist edge? At Mardi Gras Fair Day, Dina Curie decided to explore what Mardi Gras means in 2018 to the community that celebrates it.
What does Mardi Gras mean to you?
Mardi Gras for me means joy, fun, acceptance, people getting along.
Mardi Gras really is a wonderful time of the year. I mean, we call it Gay Christmas because it really is something special. You do hear people saying Happy Mardi Gras, and I think that's the whole point about it all, that we all are here to celebrate and come together, and kicking off at something like Fair Day brings our whole community out and proud.
Celebration of equality and also catching up with all my friends.
Mardi Gras is when I met up with my boyfriend and we become a couple.
How long ago was that?
11 years ago.
Mardi Gras means to me, wow, that's a tough question. This year we'll be marching for pride. Pride and the love of gays and a little bit of attention as well. Who doesn't mind a little bit of 400,000 people staring at them while they march down the parade route in shorty shorts?
Mardi Gras means to me when everybody as a community comes together, whether you're LGBTQI+, or whether you're straight, you all come together and celebrate being fabulous, being fun.
Equality, love, respect, kindness and fun.
What does 40 years of Mardi Gras mean to you?
Makes me feel very young. And thankful for all the people that came before me, that paved the way for us to have an easier time being gay.
It's a bloody long time, not as old as me, fortunately. I think it just is testimony to the hundreds and thousands of people and volunteers that have kept the organisation going over those 40 years. You know, from something that was a protest to something that's a celebration, you know, to be doing something for 40 years means you're doing something right.
I think it's an outstanding achievement. I think of the 78ers, what they did to basically march in casual clothing to show that gay people are like everyone in the office, and now it's come to this massive celebration, and I think Mardi Gras stands for equal rights for me.
It means look how far we've come today, and everything's just wonderful. We have marriage equality, we're almost equal now.
40 years to me would say progress. We've made it, we've come so far, and we're still here and we're kicking, and every day means we get a little bit closer to full equality. Marriage equality in Australia just recently happened. There's more steps that need to happen, but 40 years we can see what started and where we're at, and I think it's a great measuring stick.
I've really loved Mardi Gras, but knowing that this year particularly there's been a build-up because of the milestone. There's been a build up because of Cher. There's been a build up. Just even personally, just because I get to like do another one of my own floats. So it's just been really exciting to have it all come together at one time.
40 years of Mardi Gras means respect and honour towards those who actually fought 40 years ago to get the rights, to be able to get the opportunity to march up and be proud of who we are, not have to fight against police or, you know, just to be true to ourselves.
Well, I didn't actually know it had been going that long, to be honest, so I just spent some time with a 78er, one of the original people, and I learned a lot more about the history and stuff, and it made me quite emotional and proud and happy.
Do you remember your first Mardi Gras?
I do.
What was it like?
I have very distinct memories of it because it was the year that Carly first performed. And I was a very young boy wearing a white one-piece sort of unitard, which you should never wear white to Mardi Gras. It's just not a good, it stains terribly. We were sitting at the back of the RHI and we saw this group of performers wearing pink overalls huddling somebody towards the stage. And we thought, that looks like Kylie. And we literally snuck around to the front of the stage, got ourselves right in the middle at the front and watched the show and almost got burnt by the fire pots. So that was my first Mardi Gras.
It was watching it about probably 15 years ago, and I loved it. It was fantastic.
I was very non-scene, but it was still fabulous.
My first Mardi Gras was last year, just so you know. And, what I could remember, I had a good time.
My very, very first Mardi Gras was 2001, and I was asked to be in drag for a Madonna show at Taylor Square as one of the Madonnas. I got to go down in a limousine dressed as Madonna. It's like amazing. Like it was the kind of roll gold kind of experience of a Mardi Gras.
I remember first Mardi Gras. It was marching with a joint convicts and Melbourne Chargers. I think it was back in 2014. I went to the after show party and just had the most amazing time.
I was in high school. I went with my best friend. You know, when you're at school, you have a best friend. Best friend and her mum took us, and I haven't looked back since. So thank you to her.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to Sydney's gay and lesbian communities, asking them what Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras means to them.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.